That's right. It's time to jump in the 2CR time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's date. Today being the 11th of June. Just what's gone on this day in history. On today's date in the year 1184 BC, according to calculations by the Greek polymath Eratosthenes, today marks the day the city of Troy was sacked and burned after losing the Trojan War. Following the cunning plan of secreting soldiers into the city in a giant wooden horse, which everyone knows about, a great massacre occurred. Blood ran in torrents, drenched was all the earth, as Trojans and their alien helpers died. Here were men lying quelled by bitter death, all up and down the city in their blood. There was a lot of blood, is what I'm getting from that. Today's date in 173, as part of the Marco-Manic Wars, the Roman army in Moravia was encircled by early Germanic people known as the Quadi, having broken their peace treaty. In a violent thunderstorm, Emperor Marcus Aurelius defeated and subdued the Quadi in the so-called Miracle of the Rain. Vladimir the Great consolidated the Kievan realm from Ukraine to the Baltic Sea and was proclaimed ruler of all of Kievan Rus today in 980. 1509, Henry VIII of England married Catherine of Aragon. Philip II recognized the rights and privileges of the local nobles and chieftains in the Philippines today in 1594, paving the way to the stabilization of the rule of the Principalia. June 11th in 1770, British explorer Captain James Cook ran aground on the Great Barrier Reef. There are some around, of course, that wished he'd stayed there. The Continental Congress appointed the Committee of Five to draft a Declaration of Independence today in 1776 over in the United States. The Limelight Department, one of the world's first film studios, was officially established today in 1892 in Melbourne. 1895, Paris-Bordeaux-Paris, sometimes called the first automobile race in history, or the first motor race, took place on today's date. The boundaries of the colony of New Zealand were extended by the UK to include the Cook Islands today in 1901. 1962, Frank Morris, John Anglin and Clarence Anglin allegedly became the only prisoners to escape from the prison of Alcatraz Island. After placing papier-mâché heads in their beds as decoys, they broke out through an unused utility corridor and departed the island aboard an improvised inflatable raft and disappeared. No conclusive evidence has ever proven whether the escape was a success or failure, with the FBI concluding in 1979 that the prisoners had drowned in the frigid waters of the San Francisco Bay. The FBI, they would say that now, wouldn't they? Buddhist monk Thich Quang Duc, today in 1963, self-immolated by covering himself with gasoline and setting himself alight in a busy Saigon intersection, burning himself alive to protest the lack of religious freedom in South Vietnam. A very famous image, you might have seen that one. 1964, the Beatles began their three-week tour of Australia. In Adelaide, 300,000 fans turned out to see the band drive in a motorcade from the airport into the city. And finally, June 11th in 1971, Neville Bonner was sworn into the Australian Senate, the first Indigenous federal parliamentarian. Famous birthdays for us this morning. Gene Wilder, born 1933. Australian Nobel laureate Robin Warren is 84. Dr. Oz, 61. Carl Barron, 57. Peter Dinklage, 52. And living in the woods, it's Shia LaBeouf, 35 today. And some famous musos. Pianist Hazel Scott, born 1920. Graham Russell, 71. Donny Van Zandt of 38 Special is 69. Steve Drozend, Flaming Lips, is 52. We're hearing one from those guys, She Don't Use Jelly, a little earlier. And 2CR favourite, Natalie Mering, Weir's Blood, is 33. Also celebrating today, but we're going in on this one. track going out to Frank Beard. ZZ Top, he's 72 today, ironically given his last name, as rock bands will know, the only member of the band without a long, distinct beard. Having sold an estimated 50 million albums worldwide, and with an electrifying live presence, ZZ Top going strong for over 50 years. Going out on one from them, Tush, taking a stand on this day in history, to SCR.